one day.
Wow.
Just to make sure that we touched everybody. In small groups, you know, because you know what happens when teenagers get in large group situations.
Yeah. They don't want to always listen.
They don't want to listen.
They want to talk.
That's right.
Then they got everything in the world to say to each other.
That's right. That's right. So, that's right.
All
right,
DJ. That's our time. It's been an hour.
Look at that, man.
We stretched it out.
Woo!
You get
an A plus. You can tell Paul. You know, because I know. Look, he was here for the huddle.
Yeah.
And then he had more important.
He ran out. I tried to get him to come back in.
More
DJ, but
important things to do.
He said he had to, you know, get ready to get his plane prepped because he's leaving.
Well, oh, sure.
Soon.
Well, I saw the helicopter hovering over the studio. PA-1, I think they call it. PA-1 was hovering over the studio, getting ready to pick him up. Well, I mean, you guys are big time. Listen, I saw the email. I mean, congratulations to you and PA for this other station that you've launched that's going to be housing Big Red's, the Big Red Sports.
Yeah,
I love the fact that there's a window now in this door so that he can't sneak up. I love that.
I wasn't trying to come in here.
Yeah, right. Well, listen.
It's been a great show.
Listen, I'm telling you right now, you know, it was a little difficult to talk with the rotor of your helicopter kind of interfering.
The PA-1.
That's my little drone. That's not my helicopter. That's
PA-1. PA-1 floating over here getting ready to take you to wherever. I mean, where, you know, some exotic island or something.
I'm praying that one day I could live like that. And I think 6 hours out of the day I do. I just be sleeping. Then I have to wake up and hope my car crank up.
Yeah, go back to work, yeah. No, I was just saying, I mean, I got your guys' email on the new station. That's awesome. I love the fact that it's going to be, you know, the new location for Big Red Sports.
Yeah.
And my good friend Bob Ecker, man, I think he's just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's been kind to me and certainly my son. My son really looks up to him a lot.
Wow.
So I'm looking forward to hopefully getting more of an opportunity to actually come see him live and give at least my son that opportunity because I think he does a fantastic job. And
we do.
It's awesome. You guys are doing great.
And we thank you, DJ. And we also going to be running this show on M106 also on repeat, like for today's show.
Okay.
We'll air over there. So thank you. And
oh, my pleasure.
Reaching out, reaching people, and hoping this libertarian guy, we can interview him one day, get to the bottom of him, see who this cat is.
Do you know his name?
No.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't remember it. But
I don't know his name either.
Do he really exist? Have you ever seen him?
Yeah, I know who he is.
They do exist.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Oh,
I know who he is.
Hmm. Wow, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, interesting. But I know that's our time, DJ.
What was he at doing tag years? What was he? They didn't have a libertarian party then?
Apparently not. I don't know.
DJ.
Yeah.
How do you feel about candidates running as Democrats that are not really Democrats?
Well, you know, I think it is. It's unfortunate because, you know, one of the things that I take very seriously is that I try to be as active as I can in the party and supporting the folks that are in that party. And, you know, some folks use it as a vehicle to get to where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my question always, if there's a suspicion of that, you know, lately I've been asking those folks, you know, what's your plan if you're elected to, I mean, how are you going to support the Democratic Party?
Right.
Because in the end, I mean, that, you know, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, I mean, if you are a party person, you're supporting that party, and you're supporting, you know, not only the people that are in that party, but you're also supporting the ideals and the philosophies. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to agree with everything. I mean,
right.
I mean, but the overall concept, the overall, I guess, vibe and philosophy, I think you do have to believe in, and you have to be able to support that and stand for that when you have those opportunities to do
right.
that. So yeah, I mean, it's, listen, you know, there's no rule against it,
right?
But, you know, I think that, you have to, if you want the support of those within the party, you had better support that party if, in fact, you are elected. You know what I mean? In other words, you don't just show up every 4 years under that ticket just because, you know, you think that's your best way to get to where you want to be.
Right.
You have to constantly be a part of the process throughout those intervening years.
Good. I'm glad you made that clear.
Yeah.
We see that out here.
Oh, yeah.
Closet Donald Trump supporters running on a Democratic ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Just so they can get a position.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
That is.
Yeah.
It is very interesting. Well, it's very interesting. What? I mean, you're rushing me out of here. You don't.
No, I ain't rushing you out. You stay as long as you
like.
I don't want your wife to come in here talking about where you been, honey.
No.
On the mic.
I'm on the mic. In fact, you know, that reminds me. In fact, I got to talk to Q because, you know, the Beat Awards are coming up, aren't they?
Well, we'll talk about that.
See what that happened was.
Right.
We'll talk to y'all fairly.
Fair enough. Well, I'm just looking. Look,
we got a spot for you, though.
We definitely got a spot for you. I'm looking for an avenue to cut my first single. You see, I threw a taste out there, and there have been some people that keep asking me when the single's coming out. So
we got a perfect spot for you. We got you covered.
All right. Fair enough. We'll leave it at that. We can discuss the details, work out my contract.
Right.
Because Rob
want publishing rights. Got to have the publishing rights.
Listen. I'll give you whatever you want as long as, you know, you cater some good, chicken coop chicken.
Okay.
All right. That's all I care about.
He still hasn't done his show from his house yet. It's been almost a year.
He probably hasn't been home. He's probably been in the room so long.
You know what's so funny about that?
He don't want us in his neighborhood.
You know what's so funny about that? No, it's, in all seriousness, my wife and I were talking about that. She's like, look, you got to do a show here. You do realize. I said, yeah, I know. The problem is this summer has been probably the busiest summer that I ever had.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't a weekend that we were at home, really. I mean,
wow.
I was just crazy. But, you know, I'm looking at dates in September.
Mm-hmm.
Where, 'cause the weather will still be nice. We can still hang out on the deck, you know, and I'll still make sure that you guys are fed nice.
How about the boat? Can we get out on the boat?
I don't have a boat. I don't own a yacht. I don't own a boat.
It's a yacht.
I don't have any of those fun toys. I don't have that. What I do have is good hospitality and hopefully some good food.
Okay.
I can provide.
Well, we know Trisha can cook.
Absolutely. She's a great cook.
You might cook too. So
I do. Whoa! Now I want you to know that Saturdays and Sundays, usually for breakfast and dinner, because lunch is sporadic. But breakfast and dinner, I usually cover both of those. Saturdays and Sundays,
I
do breakfast and I do dinner. Yeah.
That's good.
Oh, hey, listen. I mean, breakfast. I love breakfast. I love making breakfast, and I love making dinner. I mean, I just there are things in my repertoire.
Wow.
That
I can't boil water.
Right. Me too.
I don't know how to boil water good.
I could cook it, but nobody else going to eat it.
I'm going to tell you right now that I'm not going to cook you mac and cheese. All right? We'll take that off the menu. Right. You know, it'll be something, you know, a little bit more upscale than mac and cheese.
Okay.
All right. So we'll take care. But, I'm looking at, we'll have to look at some dates in September.
Okay.
Even if it's not on my regular rotation.
If not, DJ, we can wait to the springtime. We still got time.
Hey, listen, fellas, listen.
Don't get a good pressure, man.
No. I don't want this air of, you know, he said this and now he's not doing it. He's worried. Believe me, you guys will blend right in the neighborhood.
Right.
If we can make it through the gate.
Yeah. Right.
He got a new landscaping company. they do good.
Yeah. Believe me.
Two old fat guys.
No, I'm going to make sure that I put the notices in all my neighbors.
Well, they'll let the guys out. Dean, let the guys out of jail. Why they don't have the yellow orange jacket on?
Say prisoner on the back.
Right.
But you know, you know, we'll make sure that the extra armed security guard is on that night. You know, if it's not, I might even treat you to, I've got, you know, I bought one of those portable fire pits, you know, I might even treat you to a fire and do some s'mores, you know, some good old fashioned over the fire s'mores.
Yeah, I haven't had none of them in a while.
Wow,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
You know, believe me, I'm going to take care of you guys. I'm going to take care of you.
All right, we're going to see.
I'd be looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm looking forward to getting on his yacht.
Yacht. Well, I tell you what, you go to whatever boat store you want, and you just test drive whatever you want and call it good, because that's about as close as I get to a boat.
Like me, DJ. Yeah. Don't play around with that water stuff.
No, I don't mind the water. I just don't have I don't have the funds to I don't have that kind of money for a boat.
We've got a humble prostitute.
Bottom line, man. I just don't got it.
Look, I can't say that because people be like, "You all right? You ain't got no kids at home,
right?" Yeah. Well, he do got kids, so
I do too.
But yours grown. It's different.
Yeah, okay. Okay. For you, it's different. Not for me. Ain't no difference.
DJ really could have a boat if he wanted a boat. He's thinking about retirement.
He got that 800 credit score.
No, he's thinking smart.
That American spec is clear.
After he wins this election, he can go get a boat. He only got 4 more years.
He can make the payments.
He can make the payments. Well, when you're up for election, you don't put nothing else out there on credit.
That's right.
Because you don't know if you're going to have it.
Right. Well, I can guarantee you that I won't be buying a boat after November 8th. That ain't happening. That's just not happening.
Oh, wow.
That is not happening. I'll tell you that. But, you know, the other thing, just before we close here, is, you know, training camp has started. You know, the season is upon us.
I knew this was coming, Pierre. Season, that's why I called
you. Well, look,
in.
Look. Now, I mean, a week from Saturday, all right, a week from this Saturday, college football. There is a boatload of college football Labor Day weekend, boatload. Wow. So as much as I love, you know, that last week in the summer to be beautiful and whatnot, I hope it's rainy and crappy so that I can sit home and watch wall-to-wall football and not feel guilty about it. Sorry for those who are vacationing here to Muskegon County, but college football is really important.
It is.
And that leads right up into NFL football.
So you knew it was coming,
so
PA.
Look, we can, you know, we won't have to have any discussions tonight. But yeah, just so you know, I mean, by September, now, by September, we're going to be talking football.
About the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
The L.A. Rams playing back in L.A.
Yeah, back in L.A., sure. I mean, if that's the team you want to root for, I told you that you're more than welcome to become a Packer fan.
Oh.
We welcome everybody with open arms.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I mean, look, you got, you know, I'm sure the Lions are going to be just fine.
Oh, man.
You know, they got rid of, I don't even remember.
You got to work yourself around to it.
I don't even know. I can't even remember what the guy's name was that they let go.
Close an argument on us. He worked his way around. You know what he's going to get to? At the end, you know he's going to say, "Your Honor, this person is guilty. The jury person." You know that was coming. But he got to build a case.
Build the case.
He got to build the case.
I don't. Oh, yeah, it was, what's his name? Johnson. What was that receiver?
Calvin Johnson.
Calvin Johnson. I'm sure he won't be missed. I'm sure they fill that gap real quickly.
I haven't even watched football, honestly.
I haven't either. I haven't watched training camp. No,
I've been watching Olympics.
I like Hard Knocks, and I haven't watched that even this year.
My heart is out of it right now.
Yeah,
CJ took my.
It's all right. You know,
but I am watching college football.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Yeah. You can't beat that.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, I just started seeing the commercials. Because I've been watching the Little League World Series, and I got wrapped into it last night. I was watching, and I had to go to sleep because the game was still going on. But it's kind of fun to watch those kids play.
Right.
But more importantly was the commercials for the big college football weekend, and they're flashing who's playing who and where they're playing. I'm going, wow. Man, I could just see just putting on some comfy pants and, right. you know, a nice nice sweatshirt to get an array of snacks in front of me. and just
he said an array.
Array of snacks.
Yeah.
Just a little buffet of snack food laid out, and just to, you know, it's almost like New Year's Day. You know, that's opening day of college football is like New Year's Day, right? So you lay out your snacks and whatever beverage of your choice might be, and you just soak it all in, starting with college game day.
Wow, who's your favorite team, DJ?
College-wise, you know, I've always been a I've recently kind of liked Notre Dame, even though they've got their own players with their own criminal problems these days. You know, not living up to Notre Dame tradition so much.
Yeah.
That's a discussion for another day. But I like Notre Dame. I like watching Notre Dame. But, you know, overall, I like watching good football. I don't, I'm glad to see that teams are actually scheduling early tough games. You know, we got some top 10 teams playing each other right away, as opposed to, you know, they spend 3 weeks playing these no-name Division II schools and they beat the crap out of them. That's not fun to watch.
Exactly.
I want to see – put your team to the test, man. If you want to play for that national championship, then you start testing yourself on day one. So there are some games there on that opening weekend that measure up to that. So I'm looking forward to watching that.
That's good. What about the Big Reds? Are you going to go down to Ann Arbor this weekend?
No, I'm actually this week, starting Thursday, is our annual conference for the Prosecuting Attorneys Association. So I'll be up in Mackinac Thursday through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
And so unfortunately, I can't make that trip, although I would love to be down at the Big House and watch those guys play.
I wonder what y'all do up in Mackinac Island.
We work hard.
Mm. Okay.
Come on, man.
It's an island.
They all bring their yachts.
Yeah, it's an island.
Yeah.
So you just can't pop up there.
Mm-mm.
You just can't drive there.
Mm-mm.
You take the ferry.
That's what I'm saying.
Yacht.
So, yeah.
I was actually hoping.
Probably a sovereign nation there. You know, you can't even try whatever goes on there.
Like the Bilderbergs.
Right.
You know, I don't even know why I even brought that up. I don't even know why I feed you guys with this stuff. Because, quite honestly, I was hoping that I could take PA-1 instead of driving the 4 hours to the bridge. My family and I get the PA-1 to take us over there.
Over there.
Yeah.
I show you the PA-1. It's in Rob's office right next to his desk. It's a little drone. We could tape an ant to the top of it. And maybe they could fly up, probably 200 feet in the air, right?
Yeah.
200 feet
like
in the air. Have we been able to get it work yet?
I got the things to spin.
Oh, okay. All right. So
I don't want you driving me, that's for sure. I got the things to spin. I think they'll stay spinning as we're up, you know, 1,300 feet.
But it's very small.
It's very tiny.
Tiny drone.
Oh, man, I tell you what. Now, look, I'm looking forward to this football season. I'm looking forward to the healthy discussions we'll have. I mean, we'll talk about current events, certainly. I mean, we've got November. We've got a big election coming up here, so we can talk about that. But, you know, listen, I mean, for me, it's all about talking football and making sure that you understand that Green Bay is better than the Lions. Make sure that you understand that.
Yeah,
because
you slid that in.
Statistics don't lie.
They got a better record last few years.
Well, look, I mean, I had the privilege and the opportunity this couple weeks ago to go to Canton for the Hall of Fame weekend. All right, I was there for the Hall of Fame weekend because Brett Favre was being inducted. And I will tell you that there was a Detroit Lion this year inducted in the Hall of Fame. Now, he was dead, but he still got inducted in the Hall of Fame.
They shouldn't have waited that long. That was wrong for that.
Well, listen, I mean, That's
no respect. Right
no
there.
Respect. No yeah. respect. But I just want you to know there were some. Listen, of the 90, you know, there of the folks there, 90% were wearing green and gold. All right, they figured about 90% were wearing green and gold.
Wow.
I did see three guys wearing Detroit Hawaiian blue. I saw three guys. That's about all I saw. But there were three guys there wearing Hawaii,
you know,
Hawaii blue.
DJ, there's absolutely nothing else that is going on in Green Bay besides the Green Bay Packers. It's not absolutely zero
right.
else happening.
Well, listen, I mean, if, yes. if you're... If,
do they even have houses there?
If you don't want to... I guess if you're tired of winning there's all absolutely. The time, you can... I mean, look. If that's what's important to you and not winning football championships, I'll
get we'll get around to it when we want to. DJ.
Oh, sure.
We got options. No, we got the Pistons. And we
sure.
The Tigers, whenever they, we got the Red Wings.
Red Wings.
Sure. Yep.
All y'all got is Green Bay Packers. And maybe you might have a...
No, we've got Milwaukee. We got the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers. But I'm talking and then Green Bay. Because I guess that's for the whole state. That's for the whole state. You're right. Okay.
Listen, but... Detroit hasn't spread the love. I mean, look, do we have any pro teams here on the western side of Michigan?
We have the Lions. That's our pro team.
They're Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit Lions, Detroit Red Wings. They're so cool.
We got,
their stadiums are right. They're kissing each other.
Well, we got...
And the Tigers are just down the street. So
what we got? We had West Michigan Lakehawks in basketball.
Sure, it's semi-pro. Yeah, good team. Good guys.
We got that's a football team here. Yeah. Yeah, it's a football team.
So is Iron Man.
We got the Iron Man. Yeah, there you go.
They got the arena.
And they packing it out.
Yeah, man, they got the arena.
But for the Packers, though, in Green Bay, really, they have to be, really, what I'm saying, because they have to be dedicated to that. Because after the season over, there's nothing else, though. Because, it's pretty much frozen after that. I mean, that's the season over. Yeah, don't thaw out to like, what, April? So you can't really go nowhere. Man, like you hibernate.
I cannot believe that you are disrespecting.
I'm never going back there again. Because I'm not going to follow the Lions there again.
I'm telling you right now that this last 2 minutes has made its way across the lake okay. to the shores of Green Bay, and your name now...
I apologize.
No,
Green Bay friends.
It's too late now. You've insulted the football gods. Vince Lombardi right now is working on a way to curse the Lions.
He can't get no worse.
Woo-wee.
Man, you win. You winning, DJ. You winning. No, I always tell you, you winning.
Look. It's not about winning and losing. It's just about championships. That's it.
You're absolutely right, sir.
That's all I got. I stretched it out another half hour. How's that? You know, come in here. He hasn't been here for 2 months. There, you got an hour and a half of my time. How's that sound, huh? 2 months.
All right, DJ, thank you.
You got an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. This is y'all prosecutor, Mesquite. This is y'all prosecutor.
And one of his second jobs. He's a comedian.
That's right, I'm trying. Yep. Pretty soon, I'm going to cut this album, and I'm going to be able to retire early. Right. And then we're all flying. And then we're flying. We'll fly in DJ one after that. Forget PA one. We'll fly in DJ one.
The real way
that.
To go.
That's right.
The real way to go.
After I cut this album, exactly. Forget it.
Y'all too. I hate to get y'all to somewhere and y'all just start talking and people really don't know y'all. That would be some funny stuff. Man. All right, DJ.
All right, guys. Hey, listen, have a great one. We will talk to you soon. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everybody. And hopefully, maybe the next show will be live from my house. We'll see.
All right.
See ya.
You have just heard Straight Talk with DJ Hilson. Listen live every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. Or catch us on the web at www.1037thebeat.com.